Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have three women telling us about science sharing event that's coming up. I have Kitty LeBounty, Ashley Bulwark, and Wendy Alderson. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good
morning. Science sharing.
Yes. So I'm a professor of biology over at University of Alaska. This is Kitty. And part of my course load is I teach a research methods class for mostly for Mount Edgecombe students, although it's open to all sorts of people who are not necessarily Mount Edgecombe students. And they prepare these year-long projects. And we wanted to have some way of sharing those projects with the community. So we started that up and invited students also from Sitka High, who are working with the mentoring program, and other students at Edgecombe. So this is the second one, and we've expanded our invitation to all of the schools in Sitka.
That's very generous.
Oh, no. It's wonderful to have them.
And Ashley, you are employed at the Sitka High School?
Yes.
And you are part of the Science Mentor Program.
Correct. So I help out the mentors in their process. Basically, they're working with the scientists in the community and developing a project, same as the Edgecombe students, for the whole year. And they work with their mentor. And then at the end of the year, they have to write a paper and create a poster for a presentation, like the one for the sharing night tonight.
That seems really common with scientists, is this whole poster idea. Can you describe what a poster would look like?
Sure.
I mean, is it like propaganda poster?
So a scientific poster basically describes their entire study that they've been doing. So it gives a little bit of background about what their topic is and what they've been looking into. And then it describes exactly what they did for their project, records the results on the poster, and then also has a little discussion about what those things mean. Usually there's pictures and things involved, but it's pretty much a wrap-up of what they've been doing in their study.
And why is poster the best medium to do this?
I think poster works really well because that way you can have these large poster sessions where all of the students tonight will have their posters hung around the room, and then people can come in and just kind of wander around, read the material off the poster. If they have questions, they can ask the students that. The students also have prepared a little 2 or 3 minute spiel about their study. And therefore, it's kind of open to whatever the audience would like. They can either ask questions, get the spiel, or just read themselves. So it kind of opens it up to a lot of different types of audience.
So this isn't a static sort of event. You're not looking at like a science fair.
Well, it is kind of a science fair. It's a science fair plus. I mean, in most the science fairs I've been to, and there are a number of regional science fairs in Alaska that are competitive events. So the students bring their projects and they're judged and they give their spiels for points, you know, and scholarships and all that. So it is a science fair in that they have their material there, but the students are ready to talk and answer questions about the whole thing. I was going to say the alternative to posters are 15-minute talks. That's the other standard way, or publish your work in a journal. So part of science is actually communicating what you've done. In fact, that's a huge part of science. I mean, there's lots of studies out there, and if people don't know about the results of them, it's kind of meaningless. So this is a good way to actually train future scientists all the way up from Keith Gushaheen students to high school students about the importance of communicating what they've been doing.
And since you are the woman who's connecting the dots, Wendy Alderson, you are here to tell us about Stream Team.
Stream Team is a program at Keith for fifth graders, and it's a optional program. It takes place twice a week during the lunch hour, so kids have to be willing to give up their recesses, and it's run by Rebecca Himshoot with three parent volunteers. This is my first year, and Amy's sitting next to me, actually. Amy
Silent
Rodin,
advisor.
Yes, and it's her fourth year, so she's kind of stuck it out through the beginning. And what we do is we meet Thursdays, and we go out and we collect data. The kids collect the data from Cutthroat Creek, which is the creek they're monitoring. And then on Fridays, they work on their projects during the lunch hour.
And what's more interesting to them? I mean, is it just the activity? Is it that they're going to have a finished product? What motivates a kid to give up recess?
You know, most of the kids this year seem to be pretty good cohesive team. We have three different groups that they're split up to. They have an atmosphere station, too, that they monitor the weekly rainfall, weekly ground temperature, weekly air temperature. I think they're pretty interested in, most of these kids are pretty little good little scientists. And I think they probably enjoy the outdoor activities more than compiling the data and working on their projects. But as they're learning how to be effective in doing that, I think that, you know, it's a life skill. You might as well start young. Like Kitty says, you've got all that information. You've got to figure out how to get it together and get it out there for people to see.
Fantastic.
I should say we also have Blatchley students coming. Patty Dick has an annual science fair for sixth graders, and all the students in sixth grade need to produce a poster and do a project. And we were very fortunate that their projects kind of coincided with the time of this. So they've turned in their project, and Patty's like going through them, and I'm hoping we have like the top 20. At least, I'm hoping we have more, that we have lots of space in that room. So the more student projects, the better. So we have Blatchley projects as well. So we have this really nice, I guess I have neglected to ask Baranoff if they have projects. So next year, I'm going to talk to Baranoff and see what they've got going. But we're doing pretty well in school representation, I think.
This is a big undertaking to coordinate this sort of event. And why is it so important to have so many different groups represented and participating?
Well, one of the things I think that's missing in town, and that could be up for discussion, is kind of that community-wide recognition or even knowing about how much science is going on in both the schools and in the community at large. So this is kind of an opportunity for all of us to find out what's going on and give those students kind of that pat on the back that they get from doing any kind of performance. You know, if you're in sports, your performance is the game or the event. If you're in music, you get a performance. So in science, it's like, well, what's the end point? How do I get the pat on the back or the kind of community approval? So this is hopefully going to give students that kind of community support that what they're doing is important.
That's terrific. And this is happening tonight?
Yes.
7 p.m. at UAS?
Yes.
And where is it located within?
It is upstairs in our brand new, beautiful exhibit lecture hall, room 229. And if you haven't been up there, you need to come up there, not just to see the student projects, but to see this room. It is mind-boggling and wonderful. I think there'll be plenty of room for people to move around. If you're used to trying to squish into small spaces to see things, you know, even at UAS, which we have some really nice spaces, this is like top drawer. I'm very pleased.
And it's nice that you not only get to have, you get a variety of different things. You get the posters, you get to talk to the scientists, mm-hmm. and who doesn't want to have a performance day?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Katie LaBounty, Ashley Bulwark, and Wendy Alderson. Do check out the science sharing event tonight, UAS at 7 p.m. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.